New York City parents interested in private schools often pay for consultants to help them navigate the complicated admissions process. But while the city's public schools are free and open to all, that doesn't mean their process is any easier to understand. WNYC's Beth Fertig met up with a couple of consultants who make a living helping parents find their way through the city's 1,700 public schools.
If there's one thing Joyce Schifflita wants parents to know about the public schools, it's that the more you know, the more options you'll have.
Using the two absolute places that you can tell what zone you live within, the Office of Enrollment and your local school.
So, Schifflita is briefing about a dozen Brooklyn parents on the school system at a children's store in Clinton Hill. She's very animated, using her hands a lot, raising her voice to compete with the air conditioner, and she enjoys busting myths like,
you know, families here, gifted and talented, that must be better than general ed. You know, it must be harder, it must be more challenging, you must get some extras. So let me just tell you,
the parents at this talk are interested in schools for pre-kindergarten and beyond. They paid about $25 each, and they're hungry for information. Anjali Sharma, whose son is three, says it's hard getting answers, even with various websites about the city schools, including one by the Department of Education.
There's just not a clear, like, this is what you need to do, this is how it works. It's not really spelled out in a kind of organized or linear fashion anywhere. So I thought, rather than spend hours and hours and days and weeks trolling through all these different websites, maybe I could just spend an hour and a half and get the basic information, and then take it from there.
Parents like these put a lot of faith in information for good reason. Those in the know can buy or rent apartments in the best school zones or find a special program that's a good match for their child. But it's all street by street and school by school. That's where Schifflita comes in. The Park Slope mother of twins says she was always good at staying on top of the schools.
My neighbors started to come to me for information because they knew I was happy to talk about it. And when they started sending their friends to me, I knew that this was a possible business.
Schifflita's territory is Brownstone, Brooklyn. She says she keeps up to date by visiting public and private schools, reading websites, crunching data, and knowing the local parent associations. And she says she'll never label a school as bad.
If you are interested in this school that I think is less than worthy, I will give pros and cons about the program. But it is not up to me to tell a parent not to to tour or think about a program. And usually their parameters are much smaller than mine. I'm usually trying to convince them to take a look at many more interesting programs that they may not never have heard of.
Schifflita says she's been able to make a comfortable income in the past 4 years since she started consulting full-time. She credits a Manhattan woman for coming up with her business model.
Did that come into the equation?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't
even know if we can consider PS87 or PS199.
At her Upper West Side apartment, consultant Robin Arano is meeting with a client who lives nearby. The woman didn't want to give her name because she hasn't yet told her son's private school that she's planning to take him out next year. She says she and her husband can no longer afford the $35,000 a year tuition.
There have continued to be signs based on the research that we've done that public school will be able to meet, you know, all of his needs almost as well as private school.
Arano has three children, and she's been consulting Manhattan clients on private and public schools for more than a decade. She says she's seeing more interest in public schools now because of the economy and because parents are intrigued by some highly desirable schools. But there's a flip side.
Class sizes have gone up. Schools are sort of bursting at the seams.
With waiting lists in some places for kindergarten, which is why families are willing to spend about $300 to meet with a consultant for a couple of hours. Arano acknowledges that cost is out of reach for most New Yorkers, but
I don't think that you need money to get into a good public school in New York City. I think you just need to know that there are choices out there and how to navigate those choices.
Arano notes that many community groups offer free workshops about the schools. But overall, parents who can't speak English or don't have regular access to a computer remain at a disadvantage. For those who feel overwhelmed by the school system and can afford a little extra handholding, Joyce Schifflita of Brooklyn says she's happy to fill that need. She recalls the best compliment she ever got from a client.
He said, "You're a great big Valium," which I loved. My role is to calm people down and give them, knowledge is power.
And with that power, she says families can make more informed choices about their children's education. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.
To read more about parent consultants, visit schoolbook.org, our new website for news, data, and conversation about city schools.